Blog Talk Radio. Make sure that you press 1 to move into the queue. If you're participating, make sure that you press 1 so that I know that you're here and you participate in the queue. Make sure that you press that 1. All right? Greatly appreciate it. See you soon.
Love you just for who you are. Got 2020 vision. still don't see your flaws. I said you make me feel good, and you ain't even touched me. My baby ain't one, I ain't gon' trade you in for nothing. And now I'm doing the most, doing the most. Making sure I keep your attention, baby, I'm true in the post. True in the post. I'm in the paint with the baddest intentions, you bet it, I mention. Baby, you bet. With my eyes open, there's no one better, there isn't. Never left and I'm glad that you did. Body like a queen, but it ain't about your body, baby, it's about your being. I ain't rolling up, but I wanna hop. When you really think about it, ain't no wonder why. I'm so down for you.
Anything in a long time. take it, if it, you with it, I'm with it. Time and get paid, soon as you get home. Got it, baby, I miss it. Take it, kiss it, you with it, I'm with it. Time and get it paid, soon as you get home.
Good peoples, good evening, grand good evening. Welcome to 15 Radio Universe. I am your host, Mojave, a.k.a. Hop Rux, and I present to you our seventh installment of Fly Speak. Tonight's Fly Speak is pretty special. It is Pride Month, also Black Music Month, right? And this is our seventh installment. That's divine. Make sure that you check that out. So we're doing a Pride open mic, our very first one, not to be our last, and not to be confused with any other thing. This is just us rocking it for Fly Speak. So just in case you're not familiar what Pride is, according to the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, GLAAD, Pride is a way to commemorate the Stonewall Rebellion, which took place on June 28, 1969, is often considered by historians to be the beginning of the modern LGBTQ plus movement. And on that night, over 50 years ago, there was a police raid at a New York City Stonewall Inn, which was a very popular gay bar at the time. All right, and police raids on LGBTQ bars and other openly inclusive establishments were common at the time, but at the night, the patrons at the Stonewall fought back by resisting arrest, forming a group of rioters on the street, throwing objects at the police, which also escalated violence, but outsmarting them as well. So the first black trans woman, Marsha P. Johnson, well, not the first black, but a transgender woman of color, was said to have been among the first to resist arrest, confront the police, take part in the riots that led to a rise and LGBTQ activism around the United States in the following weeks, all right? So usually it takes place the last Sunday in June, right? But they celebrate all month. So there are events throughout the entire month to celebrate LGBT community. Ultimately, each of the events marks an opportunity for the community to come together, take stock, and recognize the advances and setbacks made in the past year. All right? So we're never going to talk about the setbacks. I don't even know why they wrote that, but that's crazy. But there are also Pride events for specific communities of LGBTQ people, such as New York City's Pride in the City and Detroit's Out in July for Black LGBTQ and various Latinx and women-centric Pride events, as Washington, D.C.'s D.C. Latinx Pride and La Estación and La Historia and L.A. Pride's Femme. So these events draw attention to the ways of having intersecting identity impacts individuals and communities while celebrating those identities. And tonight, we're going to have the ability to share poetry, and not just because that is. And so while our particular guest gets ready, let me tell you a little bit about him. Let me tell you about Al Tariq St. Sankofa. Right. First of all, me personally, I've never heard anyone paint pictures and verbally depict things the way that he does. His way of descripting is akin to an artist, and at the same time putting a movie in your head to make you understand everything that happens. And that's just me. But he is also a poet. He's a healer. He's a hoodoo baby. He's an educator. He's a PhD candidate, and he's owner of Brown Intelligentsia Publishing. He's a tarot reader, a bone thrower, researcher, right? And we're going to be calling out his Cash App, so make sure that if you hear these words and they impress you, make sure that you support the artist, because art, black art, is expensive, baby. Make sure that you take care of that. So his Cash App is $Tariq, T-A-R-I-Q, 43. Make sure you keep that, because we'll be saying that often. And we're going to be featuring him and his incredible work. And so he requested some time to get some things together, because I guess he's going to be doing something pretty impressive. So we're going to start the open mic with a couple of people, and we're going to get those things going. But, you know, I'm going to do little things a little bit out of order, right? But if you are participating in this open mic, feel free to press 1. Make sure that you press 1, because it is an open mic, and this is FlySpeak, and it's time for you to flaunt those new styles of feet. So make sure that when you're here, you're kicking it, you're ready to go, and we're going to rock out, all right? So I'm going to let this calm down for a second. I'm going to kick it over to our regular instrumental while we go to it. And we're going to our first open micer, one of my favorite Philly Johns, one half of the Love Zone, one half of Poetic Therapy, and one third of the Soul Cafe. I give you La Pearl, La Negra.
Hey, huh?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, man. I was actually, you know, I was looking through some old pieces, and they just didn't. They weren't reaching out at me. So I was trying to write something else, and I'm in the process of writing it. But can you come back to me?
Of course I can.
Thank you.
It's open mic,
you
know. I'm pretty sure. Let me make sure I got everything else. We got everybody rocking, so this is how we're going. All right, so now I'm going to put you back in the queue. Now, this poet, all right, so listen, there's, you know, when you say there's levels of spice, you know, and you be like, yo, that's mild, you know, this is, you know, hot, this is spicy, and then there's ghost pepper. So the level of poetry from this particular person is ghost pepper each and every time, guaranteed, you know. I'm just telling you, I am always compromised when she does a certain poem. And I'm not going to front on myself, because it just happens to me. And that's why I ask for the poem all the time, because I kind of like it. It's like an abusive thing. I abuse myself with the compromising. But she is super dope, and she is like a twin to to Tariq. Like, and they think the same, they got the same jokes too, and they kill you the same way with jokes. They just be funny, and they don't tell people they funny. Everybody be like, oh, you know, and they just get around, they say the crazy stuff. But anyway, super dope, incredible. You should love this person. Make sure that you understand, and you should follow her on your social media. Make sure you check her out. I introduce you to poet Queen B. B, what's good?
Oh my goodness! What's up, Mojave? Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Tiffany Radio.
What's happening?
Nice.
What's happening?
It's been a while.
It has been a while, but look, you're here. We have you here, and we rocking. So it's good. I turned off the air conditioner. I think
good.
I did myself wrong. Yeah, I know. Because I know you want to heat it up. So I was like, I've had the air conditioner off. And I'm like, y'all should
have
left it.
Look, see, don't do that. I came for Tariq. You know what I'm saying? I really came because, you know, this, whenever Tariq comes around, you know, no matter what the face, no matter what the space, you know, I'm really chilling. I'm going to be honest with you. I come to sit and be a student and to listen and absorb, you know, all the love and the skill set and the healing. So, you know, I really came to just be like wallpaper, Mojave. I ain't even going to hold you. I was just trying to,
okay,
you know, and of course to be
I
here
understand.
To support whatever you do, you know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I definitely do.
You already know that.
This is very true. This is very true.
I'm just chilling,
you know,
though, Mojave. I'm really chilling. And I'm waiting for it to read.
We ain't got to force no words. I know he was doing some sound equipment things in the background. I got some really dope questions to ask him. You know, matter of fact, you know, we can ask him questions together if you like.
Oh, yay.
You know, so we can just throw that in there because, you know, we could just flip things on his ear. We don't care. But I do have a nice little format that I'm following this evening, and I got to make sure that I hit my station identifiers, because I'm the worst person on Epiphany with that. I can't read numbers, and I don't hit station identifiers. I'm telling people all my week.
No,
I
understand. So definitely do your thing, Mojave, and you always put together a really nice event. So I know that this is going to be dope.
Oh, no, it's going to be super dope. I got some crazy questions to ask him. He's going to like them, though. He's going to like them. They're not too penetrative. You know, they're very, you know, above and above else. So, you know, it should work itself out, you know. But I'm trying to wait for the rest of the gang to show up and start spitting because, you know, I know people are supposed to be calling in or they're streaming and they're waiting. So,
yeah.
Okay. And yeah. So as a matter of fact, I'm answering questions now while I'm talking to you. So I mean, with anything else that's happening, but you know, your twin is quite incredible. You know, with everything that he does, and you know, and most people could never see him coming. But you know, but speaking of which, as we were talking, we'll bring him in, ladies and gentlemen. I introduce you to Tariq Saint Sankofa. Tariq, are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Excellent.
You're good. Good evening. Good sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm amazing. I just woke up from a really nice nap, and I'm having coffee, and yeah, I'm good.
All right, then that's what's up. That's what's up. So,
how about you?
I already told them. I happen to be in fine form. I'm excited about this. You know, I was worried because I have this whole thing written out that I'm supposed to be asking you questions, but I like when stuff flows organically, so I'll probably be on and off script. Plus, you know, I have Queen B with me, and Queen B is sitting co-chair with me right now.
Hey,
what's
Queen?
Up, Tariq?
You know what's up.
What's
going on?
You know, we here to see you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what we're all here.
Yeah, so we're here to make that happen and put it all together and make sure everything is going. And so, you know, but while we're going, you know, whenever you're ready for us to proceed, let me know.
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So hold on. Let me cut this a little bit lower so we can make sure that everything is nice and clear. All right. Because we're going to go. And for anybody else that's listening, especially Honey Drippers, press one. Make sure that you press one. All right. That's the one thing I need y'all to do. Press one. So I'm not scrolling back and forth. But all right. All right. So here we go. All right. Number one, I want to make sure that people, how did we meet? You know, so because I have to use myself as a personal, I'm the pen, so we're sticking a pen in the paper right now. How did we meet?
I think the very first conversation I ever remember having with you, it was just a group discussion in one of the clubhouse rooms about erotica and what was the difference between erotica and pornography. That was the very first conversation I ever remember having with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do you remember something different? You know some shit I don't remember?
No, I don't remember anything different. Actually, I don't remember anything at all. I just, I only remember poems and things that are being said.
Oh, so you just asking shit tonight. You're just asking questions for no reason. Just.
No, I'll be asking questions for no reason. Everything I know. All right, so. Wait, B, do you have a question for him before I move on?
Yes. But I know the answer, but some of you all don't know. But so I'll ask anyway because it's a great thing. So Tariq, before you get ready to, there's a difference between what poets do to get ready, and then there are other artists like Tariq that are more than just poets. They are healers. They are channelers. They are vessels. You know, they have purpose. And so when you carry so many and wear so many hats, there are certain things you have to do to get ready to enter a space. And so, Tariq, would you mind sharing with us some of those things that you do to get yourself ready to enter a space?
It depends on the performance and really whatever it is that I feel like I need internally that day. Sometimes it involves listening to particular music by an artist that will put me in the right frame of mind to do what I need to do. I think Mojave and I had a conversation earlier today about Donny Hathaway and Phyllis Hyman as my go-tos in that regard. Sometimes it involves sitting in this room that I'm in, which is where my my workspace is and also where my ancestor altar is. But sometimes it involves just sitting in this space, listening to a sound bath, sound bowls, just to kind of calm me and get me in the right vibration to perform. Because believe it or not, I do get nervous doing this. And then most of the time, most often, it's a combination of meditation. I got to get this room right. I like to perform. Actually, I like to do everything in this room with red lights. Just because it reminds me, the red light in my mind when I meditate reminds me of the womb. And so I try to start everything from a place of purity before and really kind of getting my mind back to the place before everybody started telling us who we could be and what we could do and couldn't do. And so that red light sort of simulates the womb space for me. This room right now is filled with candles and blinking red light and incense burning and, yeah, it just kind of creates just this space of creative warmth that I'm able to draw out of. And then, of course, there's, the coffee, the nap, and the weed. So, yeah.
Hmm. That all helps. That definitely all helps.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you transform from a writer to a poet and now to a spoken word artist?
I don't know that I did, per se. I mean, so in one way, on some old philosophical shit, we already are everything that we are. You know, everything that I am, I always was. So in one way or another, I was always sort of engaging with it. The poetry started early on in my childhood as a coping mechanism, therapeutic tool, a way of just sort of giving voice to the things that were happening inside of me, because I didn't have space. I didn't have an outlet or people who had ears to hear, you know, what was really happening with me as a kid. So it started as that. It morphed into, what were the categories you gave me? Poet, spoken word, artist, and something else, a writer?
Writer.
So it started with the writer. I guess the transformation into what I felt comfortable, honestly, what I felt comfortable or feel comfortable calling a poet, that didn't happen until this year. And spoken word, and that was, and spoken word artist, because that was, prior to December, I'd been on a 5-year writing hiatus, and I don't even know how long it had been since I'd been on a stage and performed in front of anybody. So I had kind of just gotten to a place where I felt like, okay, this is just something that I like to do. It's a hobby. You know, it's not what I am. I'm not one of these people like these other people out here who are, these are poets, you know. I didn't consider myself to be any of that. But something really transformative has happened in the space of Clubhouse for me that has helped me to really better settle into that identity and find that voice. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that this is a medium wherein we're not seen. We're only heard. So there's less for us to have to persevere and freak out over, less for us to have anxiety over. You don't have to worry about whether or not, you know, your outfit looks right. How are people judging you? How are they perceiving you? How, you know, you don't have to worry about all the visual stuff that comes with a live performance. And for me, in that space of sound only and no sight, it freed me up to be less self-conscious and to really just explore and experiment and develop myself as an artist, because I knew, you know, this is a virtual platform. I can check out of this at any time. And if nothing else, you know, they didn't see me. So that really helped me to kind of refine, you know, my understanding of who I am as an artist and as a poet this year. It was just really having this time. I hate to say it, the pandemic has been a horrible thing globally because so many people have died. But in many ways, the kind of internal work that it has forced most of us to do, has been somewhat of a blessing in disguise. Yeah. It's when you can't go out, you go in, you know?
That's true. That's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have found themselves, you know, because when you're, before the pandemic, people just go. You're just one thing to the next thing, you know, to work, to home, to school, to supermarket, whatever. But the pandemic really forced people to sit inside and really look inside themselves to see what was happening. So I agree with you completely. I put this on in the background so you can hear it.
I hear you. And you know, in line with what you were just saying, and I think it also it lines up nicely with the piece that I'm going to do in a few. I know a lot of people who discovered during the course of the pandemic that they don't like themselves. You know, having to sit and endure your own company and not having the ability to go out and escape. And, you know, if you watched the rise in mental illness materializations and manifestations across the globe during this pandemic, a lot of it had to do with the way in which we're socialized and the way in which society allows us to escape ourselves. So we never really have to deal with the shit that we don't like. We just surround ourselves with people who tell us we're okay. But when you don't have that, you know?
Then you're really, really forced to deal with stuff. And definitely, you know, I think that other people really hadn't considered, like, their own mental health because of the distractions. And so, you know, I know a lot of people started to seek therapy because of the pandemic and because of everything that was going on, because it was like a well-needed thing, because people used to look at therapy as something that they shouldn't do, like, you know, if you're doing therapy, you're crazy or something like that. Now it's becoming like par for the course, like, you know what, I'm going to get myself some therapy, you know, and I think the pandemic was good in helping that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Queen B, do you have another question?
Nope, not at this time, I don't.
Okay. So, all right, so going back to the Clubhouse question, I'm going to circle back. How does you know, because you spoke prominently about how, you know, it helped you to develop certain things, how does it contribute to the execution of your goals and possibly your mission? And if you have a mission, what would that mission be?
My life mission is just to help people, heal. I mean, that's the bigger purpose beyond being an educator. The only reason God, the universe, Allah, Buddha, Krishna, whatever you want to call Mother Nature, whoever, allows me in that space as an educator to teach and to have that kind of access is because I am a healer. The work that I do, that I've been allowed to do, and the thing, the unique thing about Clubhouse is that you're not just reaching people around the corner in your community. I mean, we're reaching all around the world, and being able to disseminate our work and help people to heal in ways that we would never be able to under other more conventional means. And so, for as much as it is also a space that is full of drama, because it is full of everything that we are, we bring to that space, it is also just an opportunity to do so much meaningful work through art. And I can't say, I'm not even saying to suggest that every time I write a poem that is what is like my mind is like, write this poem to heal somebody, write this poem, like, that's not what I'm thinking. But that is just always the space that I operate out of. So it's just a blessing to be able to share that. And also to indirectly help people understand freedom by just being able to be present in the space and fully be myself and come into contact with people who might not otherwise communicate with someone like me. Yeah.
Hmm. All right, so do you feel that your manifestation of your work has grown you as a person and grown outward? I know we had a conversation before, like you didn't think that people were really affected by your work, and, you know, because it might be something different for you, because, you know, you're just coming off your writing hiatus. But, you know, what does that feel like to know that your words continue, like, you want to heal people, but your words really help people to get inside themselves, get inside their heads, think about stuff, and do you feel like that really, that key has helped you grow?
The answer to the last question, yes, it has helped me grow. It's given me a sense of purpose, a greater sense of purpose, focus, direction. I finally feel like when I hit 46 this year, I felt like, I don't know, this one felt different. Like, this is it. Nigga, you about to turn the corner, you know. You're about to really step up and walk into some shit. And I'm just kind of resting in that. And just trying to align myself and enjoy a year of yes. It's interesting that you asked this question. Barbara and I had a conversation by text a couple of hours ago, in which I was just sitting here on my couch thinking, and I texted her and I said, it's just so weird to me, as, you know, the black gay man who used to be the black gay church boy and black gay preacher, you know, who got disowned and basically, you know, kind of ostracized from the community, in which I had done so much work and helped so many people because of this one thing that they couldn't agree with. It's so weird for me now at this age to be in this space and to have the experience of numerous cisgendered heterosexual black men who are connecting with me in the interest of helping them heal. It's just, I can't really tell you how the experience feels, because that's the question that you asked me. I don't have a description for that. I just know that it feels really strange for me right now, because in my mind, I feel like the least likely candidate. Like, I'm me, the one that everybody said was broken, the one everybody said had nothing to offer. You want my help. Because when you ask me for the help with the poetry, you're really asking me for help with something else, and you don't know it. So, I don't have a description for it, Mojave. I just don't. I'm overwhelmed by it. I'm humbled by it, and I do my best to try to honor that every day.
I mean, that's a hell of an answer, you know. But to whom much is given, much is required. But I think you know this already. And just because people didn't think you would answer then doesn't mean that you're not to answer now. And so some people have to find themselves in the most unlikely places, in the most unlikely of people. And it happens. So it may feel weird to you, but you were chosen for this particular purpose. We all are. There's no coincidence. Yeah. Everything connects for a reason. You know?
Absolutely.
And, you know, but, you know, your work is kind of transformative. I know that's a word I'm just going to throw out at you, you know, because you may not feel that way. But I know what I feel. I know what other people see. I know what other people say. You know, so it's the moment, you know. And besides that, you make me laugh like I don't know. I get snot bubbles, but you know this.
Oh,
thing.
Here we go. This shit again.
I'm just saying. It just happens. But, B, do you have a question?
Yes. Okay, so this question is on the poetic side. So for you, just as a person, you serving yourself as a poet, what would you consider to be, how do you know that your poetry is evolving? What's a poem has to have that your previous ones didn't, to where you're like, damn, no, this one is moving different, or like, you understand what I'm saying? I want to know what that feels like, looks like, sounds like for you.
Yeah. I will say that it is, it's becoming a lot more technical and in many ways more linguistically intentional, if I can say that. A lot of the work that I was doing when I first re-entered writing was, it was around ancestry. It had a collection of poems that I'm working on about my mother and my grandmother and aunts, black women's experiences in my family. So a lot of that poetry was channeled. I don't even consider that writing. You know, that's me sitting in front of my ancestor altar with scraps and memories of things that my mother and my aunts had shared with me, asking them, tell me the story, you know, put some meat on the bones and fill in the blanks for me. And they do. And in those instances, I sit and I wait. And when the poem comes, 20, 30 minutes, it's done. And I don't do a whole lot of editing, and because those are not my words. So I don't feel like I have the authority. I don't have the right to make those kind of changes. Once I started branching out and trying to engage with other styles of poetry, the transformation has kind of just taken on a life of its own. So initially, I guess the first foray would have been moving from poetry to spoken word, And then from there into trying my hand at writing Black Queer Erotica. And then from the erotica into, sci-fi queer erotica, also a little bit, some stuff that toes the line between spoken word and, I guess, what would you say, Barbara Rapp? I don't know. Whatever. So, I mean, the experimentation, because I definitely want to reach out and be versatile and not just be limited to producing one particular kind of poetry. And I've enjoyed that journey. I will say sometimes I'll tap into a voice and I'll stay there for a while, as long as that voice needs me to be there until it exhausts itself. And I do miss the other voices. Like, I want to get back to writing poetry about my mom and my aunts, but I haven't been moved back in that direction yet. So, yeah, the stylistic changes have signaled the growth. The intentionality in terms of really critiquing and dissecting metaphor and how it's working in my poetry and, you know, double and triple entendres and et cetera, just kind of trying to make the poetry as expansive as it can possibly be. But also, over the months, I've learned that poetry is not just words, it's an experience. It should be an experience. When you read your poem, it should be an experience. People who are hearing you should be able to taste, touch, hear, see everything that was a part of that lived experience for you. So the goal is to connect with them and to bring them into it and make them feel what you felt, you know. So, yeah, those are the things that have kind of characterized the transformation for me.
That's dope. Seriously, that's super dope. We're here at 9:53. How would you like to proceed? Do you want to let a couple open mics go, or would you like to do your first piece?
I want to go ahead and do the first piece just because it aligns with what the conversation we've been having. So,
all right, so I'm going to mute my mic. B, I'm going to put you back in the queue. We're going to hop in the queue together. And the mic is yours.
All right. Come on, give me some sound here. Oh, I'm sorry, Mojave. I was trying to figure out what I had done wrong. My bad. Got it. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by, and I know how I feel. It's a new day, it's a new dawn, it's a new life for me. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Say bubble be bubble, so feeling good. Oh, tell yourself the man who eyed your thighs in short shorts shouting fag from Caprice window wanted nothing more than to touch you or be touched. Or be touched, or be touched, but long ago lost freedom of language, gift of mother tongues, made serpents by men, split down the middle by he who fears the power of her. It is only war. Tell yourself the butterfly boys, Ken and Cass, whose love leans as perpendicular as yours, who look away to scorn, highbrow hoes, who dim the light of intimate possibility and turn the light out on you, who fix themselves through other more perfect boy bodies affirmed in fear through something seemingly better than they. It's not that you are not enough, you're just too much. You are just too much. You are just too much. Yeah, you are just too much. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by, and you know how I feel. It's a new day, it's a new dawn, it's a new life. For the I'm feeling, I'm feeling kind of hungry, cause my pie is coming down. So won't you feed me yours, because your food is not indoor. The world keeps turning. Tell yourself that Jesus people who hold you hostage with delusions of divinity are just mortal men, ashamed of humanity, desperate for power at the expense of blood, and you are not easily open to bleed. Tell yourself that men who hate men loving men hate women, and the woman within you, man-bodied man with easy loving edges. Love is a difficult kind of water to draw out of a rock. Tell yourself that men who hate men loving men hate mothers because fathers did so, hate womb power and not having it, hate the inability to be men made whole without the energy of sisters with bleeding breasts who have nursed entire worlds of men with frail phallus. Oh, but
Lord Jesus, hold on for a second. Hold on. Let me just open some mics real quick so we can give you some flowers. Let's give you some flowers right now. Let's give the flowers. Let's give flowers.
That
I'm opening the mics out.
That's, oh, that's, man, look. Yo.
That's beyond crazy. That,
yes, oh, yes. The scatting and the flow is just, I'm jealous. I'm hating right now. That was awesome. I love it. I loved everything about it. I mean, it just, I wish. That's all I can say is I wish.
So,
man.
It's your music,
man. Right here. I was Gil Scott Heron with Kyle Parker from Disney. I'm like, that is just fire.
Thank
oh,
you.
That's C-Double. I know who that
movie
is.
Yeah, you know.
Tariq, this is
so,
my I know that this is probably not your intent, but I'm in tears, like tears over here, crying. I'm so moved, brother. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Rain. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right. We got any other comments? Because we're going to come back. I got to do a station identifier because it is almost 10 o'clock and we got to run that real quick. But any other comments, please? Any other flowers? Anybody want to give
this
flowers?
No, man, you did good, man, for real. I like it.
Thank you.
This is Diablo, Tariq. You killed that, and I need my whole soul back. I need my whole soul back.
My whole soul.
I don't give them back, baby. I don't give them back.
Well, and again, that's okay, too.
All right, so I'm gonna close this. So I'm gonna close everybody off real quick. I'm gonna mute everybody real quick so I can do the station identifier, and we'll return here on the 50 Radio Fly Speak, our seventh installment featuring the Pride Open Mic with Saint Sankofa. All right, so while I put everybody on mute, I'm gonna mute you real fast so I can run this promo, and we'll be back to it in about a minute and 23 seconds, I believe. Hold on.
I'm unmuted?
Yeah, you're unmuted. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Down. You know you can't play Phyllis Simon around me.
Nah, I know. We're going to let it breathe for a second. Listen.
Oh, I love so much pleasure.
That breathe a little bit, bring that down a little bit, and we're back at it. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio Universe. This is Fly Speak, feature Pride Open Mic with the very venerable Saint Sankofa, Al Tariq. B, you here?
I'm here.
All right, that's what we're back at it. All right, so for all the people who didn't know what just happened to you. If you're waking up and you just figured out something bad, you know, something just not bad, something just happened to you, you didn't know what went on, you got taken to another place, you got brought back, you know, that's Saint Sankofa, that's what happens. But we are playing this very dope Phyllis Hyman in the background. I'm glad that he asked for it because thanks to Rain was on the spot, pulled in all the dope music and we managed to get it here, so that's what happened. So I hope you like the music. Thank Rain for that.
Love it.
Right.
Love
now,
it.
Also, let me just make my first announcement. Listen, if you're feeling this vibe, you're catching everything that's happening, make sure that you are hitting this man's Cash App. It is $ Tariq, T-A-R-I-Q. T-A-R-I-Q 43. All right, that's his Cash App. Bless that man. Art is expensive. Experiences are as well, and you're getting both. So make sure that you check this man out. So would you like some open micers now at this point, sir?
I can go through. We can just go ahead and go through the set and then just, yeah.
All right. Then bet. Then that's what we'll do.
Yeah, give
all
me
right,
out
so,
of the way
so
people can do their thing.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go straight through. Open mic and still keep yourselves together. Make sure you're being treated to an experience. Make sure that you're checking things out when you're doing it. So to my next question, which I'm going to ask. As soon as I find out, I have a bunch of that. All right. All right, hold on for 1 second. All right. So, what is your particular vision for Altariq Saint Sankofa moving forward beyond this year?
In life?
I mean, as an artist. Yeah, generally speaking. It's a general thing, and then you can answer for the art.
Okay, so here's the opportunity to affirm some stuff, I guess. So I'm finishing this doctoral degree this year. That's going to happen. That's a thing. In the next 3 years, I want to adopt a kid. I want to publish I have 2 books of poetry that I'm working on right now, as well as a novel. So I would love to see all of that happen over the next year to year and a half. And, you know, I just want to be, you know, I want to be at peace. I need to move. I'm down here in the country, out in the middle of nowhere, which is, I mean, it's nice, it's beautiful, it's peaceful. It's certainly a great place to be during a pandemic. But I'm ready to get back to civilization, and so I don't know where the job market is going to take me after I finish this PhD, but I would love to be, I intend to be, somewhere close to some water, because water seems to help center me and do better emotionally with that kind of close proximity. So those are the main things that are on my horizon right now, things that I want to accomplish. I don't ask for much. I don't want to be rich. I just want to be comfortable, pay my bills, and have enough left over to buy some weed. you know, I don't want to be rich. I don't need to be famous. I don't need none of that shit. I want a very stress-free life. Like, the more shit you have, the more stress you have. I just want to be comfortable, you know. Yeah.
No, that works. That works. So what is the relationship of the writer, Tariq, versus the rest of Tariq? And can you differentiate or articulate the nuances between?
There's no difference. No, they all the same nigga. You just get different sides of it depending on what day or time you catch. So listen, it's I'm a Taurus with Gemini rising and Pisces moon. Yeah. So I'm a little bit, I'm all over the place. There's no difference. And that's the thing that I wish people saw and understood. Because when people think there is a difference, they have a tendency to put you in a box. Like, I only conceive you as this one person who is this wordsmith, this poet with all these, you know, fancy, beautiful words, and, you know, this person who's all about peace and love and spirituality. No, I'm a nigga too. So, you know, there's my juju beads, my Buddhist mantra, and the incense, but then there's also the Newports and the Colt 45 and the ice pick. Like, it's all a part of the same thing. You just have to provoke a different part of it to see the whole picture. And it works the same way with my poetry. Like, I don't differentiate.
Wow. B, do you have a question?
Nope, not yet. Not a good time.
Oh, yeah. All right. So while we wait for B to have a question, actually, I'm gonna open the mic for Poppy and ask Poppy if they have a question for you. Poppy, do you have a question for Tariq? Poppy?
Okay, I was muted. My bad. My bad. I was muted. I think that the question that I wanted to know, I think Queen B asked very well. Just, you know, the process for, you know, preparing for spaces, because I know that for me, I get anxiety when performing, even when I've done it, I don't know how many umpteen times, it's still a little nerve-wracking, but hearing your process actually rang true in a lot of ways for me, so I definitely appreciate hearing that. But no, I don't have anything to ask. I just wanted to say that.
Okay. All right, so we'll put you back in the queue, Poppy. All right, so... So, Tariq, are you ready to do another piece?
Sure.
All right, so I'm going to mute this music. I'm going to put me and B back in the queue, and the mic is yours.
Okay. So, this piece is called Possession, something that I finished today. This is in my erotica bag, and I want to say big shout out and thanks to Mojave for even getting me to be a honey dripper and putting me on the road, the path of writing erotica, because it has really been sort of a transformative experience, and that it has really put me in touch with myself. It forces me to look at myself in ways that the world taught me not to. When you write erotica, you have to recover the beautiful. But we live in a world where, particularly if you are black and gay, so much of your day-to-day existence is intruded upon by the world's insistence that you are ugly, that the beauty does not exist or live where you are. So I'm appreciative for what this form has done in forcing me to take another look at myself and to be present in the world. Possession. Possession. To internalize, absorb, acquire a thing to such an extent that it begins to own you. Coloring your tongue new hues, painting your words gradient shades of fixation, lifting your skin to live between the layers overtaken. A city brought to its knees in need of freedom from your grip. But all day, I dream about your dick now. Our flame exists in the tortured place immediately past obsession, because my body no longer feels like my own. There are voices in my head telling me I need it when I'm alone, because no matter how hard you try, you never forget the first sound, sight, or scent. Slight but strong masculinity, his pores filled with a palatable poison. He tastes like suicide. Had annihilation tucked in the space behind his ear and resting in the divot of his clavicles like pools of invisible intoxicants that disable my defenses, because true lust should always smell like surrender and burning skin. I have this aching, almost painful desire to eat you, cannibalize your flesh through corrective carnal knowledge that fixes my habit. I got an addiction, a demon, a dick fixation, and a determination to bring you to your knees, because the first time we fucked, you made me feel weak, flipped a bitch, had me all out of character, overcome by the taste of nervousness in my mouth, the sour, wet wash that tells the truth on your thirst, even while you pretend to be whole and hydrated. You are not. Your mouth is a welcome place, a river running down a deep decline and over a cliff. We speak of going there. We have no vision of the fall. You can't fall from this high and not get hurt. You can't survive a leap off the edge of my pelvis. Nigga, you better stay there. You taste like well-spent time. Your natural oils, aura, and the slow drip opening act congregating at the tip like a cloudy crystal waiting for a place to land. Nobody told me melanin tastes like the sun, like gold. Possessed, be calling my name even in my sleep, crackhead habits, rock candy, bass, all in your stroke, high definition. I want you to monkey fuck me with all the violence of a bitch with his head on backwards. Let the power of this crisis compel me to come, not worried about who sucks cocks in hell. My mouth is full. This is confession, cleansing, contrition, casting out and in, and you, my nasty poet preacher, expounding inside me on the expansive possibilities of your penitent push power when doing your unholy most, prevail. We are each our own devil. We make our own hell. I choose you. You are an energy stuck deep down in the throat of my soul, a man-sized imprint, and my body ain't shit but memory foam. Can still see your handprint on my ass. You lay down inside me and leave your whole body behind. Fingerprints on my neck, saliva on my thigh, your air in my lungs like life support, sweet fruit flavor all across my tongue. Pineapple passion running down my mouth, the residual taste of your holy water doused across my face to provoke me. Make me act up. Bring out the demon in me. It means, possession means writhing in the middle of the night, all your darkness lit by the fire between your legs, your tendons twisted into slipknots, your throat clogged with God, writhe. Turn your body over, touch yourself, burn uncontrollably, writhing in the middle of darkness lit legs, twisted God. In the darkness between your body, touch God. Writhing in the middle of the night, all your darkness lit by the fire between your legs, your tendons twisted into slipknots, your throat clogged with God, writhe. Turn your body over. Touch yourself, burn uncontrollably. Touch God. Go ahead. Touch. Oh.
So,
I love this poem.
It's
just
a hold
of you.
Yeah, that part.
What'd you say, Barbara? Like, what'd she say?
It's just a hold of you, you know. It's just, I see, just shaking the shit out of you. That's yeah.
I'm so glad I got to hear the whole poem this time.
I also brought Rita in. Rita, are you there?
Yes. Although I feel like I'm kind of not there, as is the case. That's usually when I hear Tariq's poetry. I'm still recovering from hearing that piece earlier. And when it just it gets in your head and it makes you think about pieces you've written and where the magic lies and just reaching it.
Tariq's work is such an experience. It's like a whole fucking experience. You say you taste like this time well spent. Nobody told me melanin smells like sunshine. What?
Technically, that's actually true, but scientifically, that's actually true. Yeah, a little science for you people. A little science. Mm-hmm. All right, La Perla Negra.
I'm here. That was very sensual. Goodness. Like I say, you just have this flow about you that's just so effortless. I wish I have admiration for people that can spit like this. It just comes from me so natural. I have to write mine down and read mine back to me over and over again, and even then I'm apprehensive about reading it. But with yours, it seems like it's just, I don't know, it comes so easy for you. Man.
Like
I'm glad you enjoy.
All right, so ladies, I'm going to put you back in the queue, and we're going to move on forward into our continue on with our program. So, B, do you have any questions before I move on?
Nope, not at this time.
All right, so, yeah, so we're looking at, see, and I can read to you what's being written to me in my inbox currently about you. People keep talking about the whole memory phone and memory foam and going from there and stuff like that. People are, you know, but it's good. So, but, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say, good peoples, if you enjoy what you've been hearing from Altareek, Saint Sankofa, make sure that you follow Saint Sankofa on Instagram. Make sure that you bless this man's Cash App. You know, good art costs. Experiences do as well. You are experiencing Saint Sankofa. Remember, the Cash App is, it's on the event page, and it's also here, $ capital TARIQ 43 at Cash App. All right, make sure that you're blessing this man because you're going on a journey, you know. So anyway, I know you spoke about this earlier when you were talking about your poetry, but you were talking about how you developed your poetry. But I wanted to say, do you have a love of poetry and spoken word? And if you do, I know you had spoken about your, you know, like, I think we're similar in that same way of not being seen, so you write, you know. So what was your poetry spoken word born out of?
Necessity. I was depressed. If I mean, to keep it 100, I mean, that's the life struggle. And this is, I'm now starting to realize as I develop my spiritual practice that there are many, many different tools that are a part of spiritual self-care, writing, journaling happens to be one of them, a very important one in that the writing is affirmational. I see the poetry as a form of magic. I see poetry as a tool of manifestation because the words that we put out into the world manifest our reality. Even if it's not necessarily the specifics of the word, but the energy that we are manifesting around us, life and death and the power of the tongue. So we create the word. And so once I tapped into that like, no, nigga, you actually have more control over all of this than you're giving yourself credit for. You are only as limited as you think you are in your own mind. So you got to stop letting your mind talk to you and start talking to it. Start reprogramming yourself. You know, one of the carryovers, like even though, so I spent all those years in church and all of that, and by circumstance had to sort of move away from that as a mode of expression of my spirituality. But there are many aspects of it that still are transcendent that I hold on to, like the whole notion of being transformed by the renewing of your mind, which in essence is just likening us to being computers with programs. And if you don't like the program, you run and rip that bitch out and put a new one in. That's what poetry is.
So here's my other question. Definitely. Speaking of programming, you said rip the bitch out and everything else. All right, so for me, I noticed that when I started speaking affirmations over what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it, I realized that the people who surrounded me at that time, who were oft not good for me, like they were negative Nancy's, they were always trying to pick you apart while telling you that anything that you said or never did was bad or it sucked or anything else. As you progressed into poetry, did you have people that were actively trying to stop your art because they were either jealous or couldn't do what you did and how did you make them fall away?
No, I don't keep a bunch of niggas around me. No, I keep the grass cut low so I can see the snakes. I do not have a lot of friends. Most of my friends live in other places. I have a very small social circle. I just don't deal with a lot of people. The more people you have in your life, the more drama you have, and I got enough. I don't need nobody else's shit. So I never really have to deal with that. And then I'm very selective in who I share what with. I know whether or not you have an appreciation for my art. I know whether or not you have an appreciation for art at all, and whether or not it's worth my time to even expend the energy to try to have a conversation with you about some shit that you can't get. I used to think it was me. I used to think that my shit wasn't good, and if I shared it with a particular person and they were, you know, non-reactive, then, oh, I got to go back to the drawing board. Now I realize it ain't me, nigga. It's just you. It's not my fault that you have poor taste. So I just, no, I don't share my work. You all get access to me on Clubhouse, but trust and believe in the real world, very few people do.
Definitely understood. B, do you have a question? B might be busy. Might be mommy time.
Yeah.
So, would you like to proceed with another piece?
Sure. We're here now, so right. I'll stay in this particular vein. Let's talk about kryptonite. I knew your comments for my kryptonite when hello turned into nudeness, which turned into me shamelessly debasing myself with my face buried deep between your fat-ass apologies, suffocated by the scent of your sorry. I had every intention of dismissing you, sending you swiftly back to the bitch who disrupted what seemed like a twin flame thing. The burn of betrayal brought on by your blackout memory about where the fuck you were that night, but in the moment, pass me and I can ever so slightly smell the scent of the heat trapped in the claustrophobic catchment of your crotch, which triggers me, takes me back to the Bahamas face down, ass up, body blessed by Caribbean air and deep dick diving in between offshore oral excursions and the meltdown menage because sun got too hot. So we sent him home. While I fell asleep licking the sweat from your neck, takes me back to sex in San Juan commemorated by tongue kissing in an underwater cove surrounded by clownfish and crystal clear water, turned to bare ass and back-breaking waves washed across this rock seafoam, frothy as fuck, call it cream cake, takes me back to Vegas, Airbnb, terry cloth towel tied just below your V-tasted tongues, extra wet. Or the other time, wine drenched at the W, skyscraped like cinematic love scene sunset, burnt orange to blueberry hue, indigo orgasms. Peeling the paint off my insides with each overwhelming exit out to the tip, 6 second wait to watch the drip, spit on it again. Push promises into the interior of my inferior, lower level entrance of ecstasy. Ingress till I'm raw, I like it raw. Get me heavily hydrated, drip all over the driveway, pulsate pressure like power washing these walls till I take down my facade and stand up inside my shame, lay down in the sadness of a hungry mouth, wishing you would bang the back out of my throat like the goal is fucking all inflections of fake shit out of me, leave me only with a true confession in my mouth that the meaning of my whole life is encapsulated in the decibels of this deep, thick, perfect pitch moan. I'm at the edge. And your scent takes me to Miami Beach at the Lowe's Hotel, pissy drunk in the suite, about to break the shower rail with a too heavy foot, propped up, ass on the sink, saying speechless shit in indiscernible syllables, dick harder. I'm all the way open, no resistance, rim pressed to ride, sensitive like somebody needs to save me from this apocalyptic penetration. I'm so 7-Eleven now. Takes me back to Bermuda. Beaches and pink sand, your hand slides slid down the back of swim trunks at the hotel bar on a swivel stool, with a middle digit playing peekaboo on the pressure point, pissing me off, so I open throat a whole Long Island, and loved it when we ran to the room to redecorate the dark head hanging off the edge of the bed, dick duodenum deep, destroying all my interest and limitations, break me, like the headboard, like my lining, break me like your promises, nigga. Like my New Year's resolution to not fuck new dudes unless they put a bid on a bill, bust open a bank account with a capital commitment and contractual absence. Like, give me the dick and disappear. Takes me back to New Year's in New York at the Sofitel. Times Square high-riding on a white duvet with my hands around your throat. Yours around my waist, spellcasting. Asking all the gods to take the lies out of your larynx, my hips. Ripping your yes. Got you where I want you now. And since you insist on bringing your sorry ass back,
This time, I put a spell on you. Poem.
Well, goddamn. we just gonna go. I'm gonna go to what happened to Lisa. I'm open Lisa's mic. Lisa, do you have flowers?
Yeah.
For Tariq, do you have flowers for Tariq?
Yes, Tariq. Seriously, like, beside the definition of Zen should be your picture. There's something just so calming and comfortable about everything you do.
Mm.
Your work is amazing, but you as a
Thank
person
you.
Just exude such power and strength in what you say.
Oh.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go to Lady Siren. Lady Siren, are you there? Hello? Well, I'm going to put that person back in the queue quick because I couldn't tell. I thought it was Lady Siren. But, B, are you there?
Mm-mm. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Do you have flowers for Tariq? Hello?
That's
Be?
One of my favorite pieces right now.
Thank you, Barbara.
Of course. I feel like I'm at, like, you know, a little venue waiting on my drink to show up or something. It feels real, you know, House of Blues. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, I could smoke in here or something. I don't know.
Trust me, as soon as I finish this next poem, that's where I'm headed back to the garage to join you.
Yes.
All right. Essentially, Zanis, do you have flowers for Tariq? Zanis?
Sorry. Might have lost her.
You okay? I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I
had
okay.
to unmute. Okay, cool. Like, literally, when I was sending the message that I, the only thing that I could come up with was oh shit, because that blew me away. It was so incredibly visual. It was one, and I wanted to say one scene, because that's how it's presented, but the underwater part, like, I saw and felt all of that. That was my favorite part, but that was amazing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why the clownfish always seem to fuck people up. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Because it was like a contrast of colors. It was the blue and the yellow. Like, it was.
Yeah.
I love contrast, so I think that's why that stood out to me. But that was bomb. Thank you.
All right. All right, so ladies, I'm going to put you back in the queue. And I'm going to ask B if you have any other questions before I ask my go to my last question for the evening. So do you have any questions you'd like to ask, Drake?
Let's see. Tariq, do you think that one can write themselves out of, let's say, out of a place they can't move from, say, depression, right? Do you think that this gift of writing, do you think one can write themselves out of spaces that they can't move?
Yes. I think they may require a little bit of guidance. Because a lot of people just don't know how to critically analyze themselves and may need some guidance through peeling back the layers. But essentially, writing is just it's just a material record of a conversation.
And no matter what you write, I don't care if it's a, if you draft a form, you're still communicating something with the world that this information right here on this form is essential information. So it's just a record, a material record of a conversation, right? When we go to the therapist for help in working through our trauma, what are we doing? We're sitting with the therapist having conversations. So it's a very necessary, and I'm not saying, by no means am I saying write instead of going to therapy. If you need to go to therapy, take your ass to therapy. However, it's a necessary tool, and certainly if you are one of those people out there who just can't afford it and can't go right now, and you don't know how to work through where you are and how to move, start writing. Start writing about it, and I don't care if you write the same shit every single day. Write that shit until something new pops out of it, and you start to see yourself on the page. There's something very powerful. We've lost something important in this digital age where we've moved from, from handwriting to computers. You know, as an educator, I see kids in my classroom, college students. I've had college students that I've written on their papers and given them feedback in cursive, and they had to come to me and ask me what it said because they don't teach cursive handwriting in school anymore. And most of these kids, they type all the time. They can't handwrite anything, but there is something significant and powerful about the added factor of digital manipulation of handwork actually sort of pressing out the physical manifestation of that spiritual thing inside of us that needs a form. Because I always say poetry is just, our poems are just energies that live inside of us that want to get out. And what we call inspiration is just the voice of the poem inside of us speaking, saying, hey, bitch, let me out. I need a physical form. It's the energy that needs, but in the process of doing that, you snatch it out of yourself, out of the spirit realm, into the natural realm, and put it on a piece of paper. You've just given that thing. You've manifested something. This is why you have to be careful about what you write. So you manifested something now that lives, but you've also freed up some space within yourself that energy was taking up. Now you have energy, you have space now for new energies that are better for you. So I just wish people took this seriously. The slams, oh, that's great. The competitions, all that shit, that's great. But that ain't real. And that ain't what this tool is for. I'm not knocking it. I'm not saying that anybody shouldn't do it or whatever, but I think it misses the point of the power of poetry. You know, this is a tool of manifestation for your life. And not just for yours, for other people's lives. What are you writing? Are you just reaching into your trauma, snatching out the poison and handing it to us? Well, if you don't want the shit, why would we want it? Where's the resolution? Where's the healing? Why do I want your trauma with no resolution, no hope? Not to say that you shouldn't write it. You should write it, but not every poem that we write is meant to be shared. Some of them are just for us. So put it on the paper and keep putting it on the paper over and over and over and over again until it changes. That's it.
Huh. Wow. Oh, that's serious. I had to write that down as a quote. Poetry is a tool of manifestation of life and, you know, for other lives. But what are you writing? That's a serious question. That's something you can just ask a bunch of people what they're doing and how they're doing it when it comes to their writing. Absolutely. And the other thing is, like, when people are writing, like, you know, I was having a conversation with Six Footer, you know, we were talking about, like, erotic poetry and stuff like that. And she had stated to me, she said, if I write that, people will perceive of me in a certain way and go after me a certain way. And I was like, you control everything. Everything mm-hmm. that you put out, you control. You're in control mm-hmm. of all of your words, everything that you put out, every utterance, every intention, everything, like you were speaking about, you know, manifestation and speaking into existence. You know, they call that the power of Nomo, speaking things, you know, mm-hmm. speaking things as they is, as they are, right? And so mm-hmm. I was like, you control that. I said, and if people are attracted to you because they're lower functioning or more animalistic, I said, that's because they feel that they can get on your wavelength, but you can control that too simply by how you speak. And, you know, and it's more of an offense. I said, most people don't even know they're offending people when they go at people a certain way because they just think, you know, like they said, a lot of times people just get stuck on one thing and they don't get the whole picture. So I agree.
Yeah.
So, you know, on that one.
I'm never going to limit myself because of what another nigga's going to do. I'm just not. You know, I had to learn that with this gay shit because I used to be so self-conscious about, oh, how are they going to receive it if I talk about gay sex? And, you know, are they going to be looking at me funny? Are they going to think that gay sex is, I don't give a fuck if you think it's nasty. If you don't like it, check the fuck out. I like it. And I like this poem and I like the sex that the poem is about. I'm not going to limit myself to satisfy somebody else who can't think beyond surface level cognition to be able to perceive that what I'm after in the work that I'm doing is really not about the sex. It ain't even about that. It's about being fully present. Why should I have limitations on me? And this would apply to 6 foot as a woman as well, but why should you have limitations placed on yourself just because some low functioning, low vibrational people just can't grasp that this is not permission for you to put me in a box and characterize me in a negative light just because I'm free and open about expressing my sexuality. Fuck you. No.
That's the craziness. Because people will never see the power behind being able to express yourself freely. They'll never see it.
Yeah.
Like they don't understand there's the freedom of doing so, the freedom of fighting against all the programming, all the acculturation, all the things that people, the laws, the rules, the things people put in place, and you are declaring yourself freely by owning yourself and owning your body, you know.
They don't get that the only reason we don't talk about it openly is because we've been taught that we're not supposed to. But what is the big deal? We all do it. Like, what? We can't talk about sex? Seriously? Like, it makes you uncomfortable to hear somebody talk about sex? What is wrong with you? I'm not the problem here. You are the problem.
I really try to figure out why people are trying to figure out what goes on in other people's bedrooms. You know, I'm trying to get all up in the headspace, trying to figure out what it is that I'm like, how does this concern you? Yeah. Like, how does it concern you?
And that's
you
okay.
Yeah,
it's okay
to
be a freak. Just own that shit, you know?
Be you. Be authentically you at all times. All right, B, do you have any questions before I ask Tariq for his last piece?
Nope, that's it for me.
All right. Thank you, B. I appreciate you sitting, co-chair with me, sitting here through this experience. It's always good to share and give balance to everything else like that. And, you know, so it's super dope, super dope. And, you know, I think it makes Tariq smile too, but we'll talk about that later.
Of course.
Back channel. But if you haven't heard, all right, this is... because I know I missed the 10:30 mark, but this is Epiphany Radio. This is Fly Speak Open Mic, featuring our first Pride Open Mic, featuring Saint Sankofa. This is part 7. That's the number of the divine, and we're rocking out with the healer, the hoodoo baby, the educator, the PhD candidate, the bone thrower, the researcher, the published poet, the world changer. Known as Saint Sankofa. And if you appreciate his work and you've been listening, you know, make sure that you hit this man's Cash App because you are experiencing and hearing. You're learning something because I'm learning something. So, you know, the Cash App is $TARIQ43. Make sure that you hit that man's Cash App. It's also on the event page. Check it out. Make sure you follow him on social media, Instagram. He does yoga. It's not a thirst trap pic. That's what he told me. It's yoga. It's yoga. Not a thirst trap pic. It's not thirst. He said it's yoga. All right.
It is. Yeah, I can't help it if people are thirsty.
So, all right. So, are you ready for your last piece?
Sure.
And it's like, and they lined up. This open mic is serious. Like, it's serious. But it's the gang behind it, you know, your peoples who know and love you. But I'm going to mute my mic. B, I'm going to put you back in the queue, and then we'll come back. And the mic is yours.
All right. I'm going to leave on some nigga shit. I was born with a gift in my mouth, every address a blessing. No use for false humility no more. All I got is dragon breath, Jakar's death diction. I got fire in my tongue, spitting little fires everywhere. My mother named me a light walker, lit the flame to change my game, gave me lifelong permission to be a shit talker. I'm in your ass, and you know the drill. Bend over. Fear of getting fucked for him, fake faces and felonious frenemy, too afraid to fuck with real feelings for fear of finding new facts fermented in the fetishes of your flaccid imagination. Fuck fear. Find enough faith to force yourself to confront the formless facts of your true fantasies. I'm a monster, they tell me. Something they seek to sideline like a byline in a bad horror movie. I'm the terrifying tether. Never been in this by myself. It's always been us. Scissors down, nigga. Can't cut me off. I got the mic and the mute button blocked. Fuck it up like rabid rabbits with rapid fire flow, reproducing poems like a pyro with wildfire pen, matchbox mouth, blue flamethrower. I'm a wizard with the shit. How I throw words, throw verbs on top of verses for more fire like starter sticks, bring dicks in the dialogue to turn up the temperature. Jakar's, nigga. More fire. And little fires everywhere. Back channel burners want to learn the secret to setting up this shit to smoke. It's a prophetic fire flow. Born with the veil. Ain't some shit you learn, nigga. I bleed gasoline. Literary casting. Get gassed up and go on the metaphor. Paint war pictures with words. Put people to work. I'm dropping little fires everywhere. And don't act like I don't know how to write niggas into non-existence. I'm a memory murderer, attachment assassin, peep disingenuous intentions and tear the tether with my teeth. No lions in my circle, just me. Roll deep with five ancestors in constant formation at the four corners of my life. You can never fuck me or fuck me over. Your dick ain't even set up to support this kind of weight, so know your limits. Spice is right when you're dealing with bland niggas. I'm not that. I'm oversaturated with fire. And flavor, fire braised bitch, hot enough to change your whole mouth, came to burn bad niggas with bullshit intentions with combustible consonants and cocaine alliteration. Get you addicted to the shit, I'm committed to being sick with it, and nigga, I'm sick with the bullshit, so let me light some fires. Nigga, God nutted on my mind and gave birth to excellence. Take my greatness up with your mother's mediocre pussy. You came out the canal of breech birth, been ass since day one, I came out crowning. Already taught more niggas how to love themselves at the expense of my spirit than I care to count. Cut my fingers off to stop the flow of blood and the numbers, I'm numb now. Tempted to touch, but at this point it's just a phantom fantasy and the dick is disabled. Y'all giving handjobs in my inbox, but ain't got no fucking grip. You could never hold me down. Truthfully, I could fuck myself better than you ever could. Frail ass finger scented with the aroma of pussy and played out game. No need to scream my shots. When I got the screenshots, I'm spitting more fire. Too busy protecting my energy from vampires and beautiful bodies keep coming from my neck with pretty words like I don't know how to write myself. Write them myself, motherfucker. Ain't shit you could ever say about me that I haven't already rehearsed in my head. I'm the prophet, nigga. I'm telling you what to say. As a matter of fact, I'm the god of fucking fire, and I'm spitting more fire. Poem.
Jeez. Wait a second. Yo. Jeez, hold on. Fuck it. I'm on some fucking shit. I'm just opening everybody's mics.
Yeah.
So they can just get free flowers. Some... Just open everybody's. Just
that was
just
that fire everywhere. Everywhere.
Just open
no
everybody's
cover.
Mics.
Oh, my God. Every time. I don't even know.
Look, I'm just opening everybody's mics. Please feel free to get flowers. I don't know what to say. That shit was
it
crazy.
Just gets better every time. It just gets better every fucking time.
I just tried to get on here to say something. My fucking phone tried to shut me down from saying it. Yo, that was speechless. I really don't know what the fuck to say. I'm serious. And they tell me that I blaze the mic all the time, but that shit was a volcanic explosion, lava melt. I don't know what the fuck to call it, but That shit was crazy.
He burnt it down.
I appreciate that.
Little fires everywhere. Just set it all on fire.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn.
That's what I said. I said,
that damn Tariq.
Everybody's mic.
That damn Tariq.
I'm just saying.
I got my whole life.
That's crazy. Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, our feature has been our Tariq Saint Sankofa, giving you that spirit, that those verbs, that flow, that fire. Please, unmute your mics and give a round of applause. Please, just give a round of applause. That's the best way to do it. You know, clap your hands.
God damn.
Thank you. All my snaps. All my snaps.
My claps, my pens, my papers.
Flowers. Okay. Okay.
Flowers.
All of them. Just throw them in
my laptop.
No, this is
if
absolutely
I was there,
great.
I
appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all.
We are.
I'm just saying, that's absolutely crazy because this has been an incredible night. We do have 8 minutes left in the regular stream. If you are listening within the sound of my voice, you have approximately 8 minutes to call in as we go into overtime. Overtime happens after 11 because the Blog Tech Lady is mean. She will kick you off unless you call in, and that number is 319-527-6300. Again, I repeat, that's 319-527-6300. Right. Press 1 if you want to be heard. Make sure that you do it after 11 o'clock. If you're not in the call portion, you will miss out. And also a message for you, Tariq, from Jay Simone. She said, you are fucking incredible.
Tell Jay Simone I love her.
Yeah. I think Riley's going to be the shit. I just want to point that out because I have all the
I can't wait till y'all get here.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I keep trying to tell people sitting around, just sitting on their phones. I don't know what you said. No, stop sitting on your phones and stop making me wait. Stop telling me stories. No, stop. Some people will be like, yo, you didn't have to blow me up on air like that. I surely did. Stop fooling around. We got stuff to do. We're trying to get this done. And just so that you know, in Raleigh, Tariq is teaching the writing workshop on erotica. So you have to actually go there to find out exactly what's going to go down. So, yes, he'll be one of the instructors that are happening. So now realize that you have 7 minutes. You must call in. The number is 319-527-6300. There, I said it slower. Did you catch it? All right. That person knows who I'm talking to. All right. Now, we are going to do this open mic. All right. If you want to do the open mic, you must press 1. I do not guess. You press 1, we go. That's what's going to happen. All right. We're not doing any disclaimers. No disclaimers. We'll get right to the pieces. It is a school night. And Tariq needs to go smoke weed. I think he'll hang out with us as much as he can.
I'm good. I've already had a nap today.
Oh, you had a nap? Oh, so he's good. Oh, he's
I had
good
a nap,
here.
So yeah,
oh,
I'm good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm here.
So we here for it. We just gonna leave people's mics open. We're gonna do the honor system. Mute your mic if you're not speaking. Mute your mic, right? If I have to mute your mic, I'm gonna probably put you in the queue. Probably forget about you. I'm just gonna tell you that. Like if you make a noise in the background, you decide to take out garbage, smack a cat around, put something in the blender, put something in your garbage disposal. That's not the time for the shit. This is the time that you listen here and listen to everybody else. And as far as speak over mic, we're going to hear some fly speak when we're on the microphone. So please make sure that you do so. And also, for the last time, I'm going to say you got 5 minutes to get in here, to get on this open mic, to experience the experience, and make sure that you bless this man's Cash App. It is $TARIQ43. Make sure you bless this man's cabinet because you've been treated to an experience. You've been able to learn. There's a lot of professorial stuff going on here. You got to check this out. It's going to be great. And the playback's going to be crazy because I slid a lot of good music underneath. You should check it out. Upgrade your playlist. Thank you, Rain. All right. And shout out to T. LaSalle for holding down the event page and putting everything out that we've been talking about and running things at the same time that's been happening. And shout out to the gang. for being here and supporting our brother and making sure that happens. And away, we're about to go. Now, Queen B, your first one, I know you're just on the vibe. You want to stay on the vibe, right? You're not going to spit a piece, right?
No, I'm chilling.
All right, cool. All right, so now I'm going to move over to my captain, Poppy Diablo. Poppy, if you're about this life, come through.
Hey.
Hey.
You call me a pimp. Shorty even. Notions of my limp. I got this by falling for the same person twice. Tapped out of grace. Ain't nothing nice. Only room for one audition at a time. Bitch better make it count. Don't hold up my line. And I treat all my loves as special and important, but I'm the VIP in my life and I eliminate when warranted. Not hung up on romance when finance is the topic that seals the deal. It's got to make dollars and cents like this incense and chamomile. Keep it upright, uptight, but listen there. Keep that petty shit out of sight. And don't start thinking to call, asking about all the others that I'm talking to if I didn't introduce you. There's a reason. Those behaviors aren't even in season. Keeping mofos just for fun in the Rolodex of iPhone contacts under Rando Dick Hot S and ooh-wee. That head was mean. Pimping ain't easy, but I make it look clean. Daddy, she's calling me. But y'all call me Poppy. Had to be that. Had to be my own. To embrace the masculinity that society tells me I have no place with. Erased it. My birth certificate, you see. Reinforced binaries and genetic anomalies perfected this pretty face and this intersexuality that makes your girlfriend chase. Makes babies enjoy friends wet. Makes other gentle thems tip their hats. Even gets you hot and flashing. Committed to pleasure in every measure, my goal is to make sure you bust before I've even touched. Make you wish I'd blown a kiss. Or even breathe. Sighed. Of your thoughts, into the apex of your desires, the longest, hardest 8 minutes ever being stuck in a room with me. I love security. I need my morning tea. I want a blunt more than sex. These are the reasons for every ex. A, don't fuck with my money. B, be sweet to me. Let me be in my autonomy. And C, bitch, don't be stressing me. It sounds like pimping. I know, it really does. But honestly, I'm just a person who's done with the bullshit, the bullying, and wants to build with others who are about something more than mediocre life and boring sex and weak-ass excuses for why they gave up on the life they really wanted. But you? You call me a pimp.
Right. Y'all give it up for Poppy. Y'all give it up for Poppy. You know it. But while we're at it.
Hey.
Oh my God, I love that.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
I had to throw that on there real quick. All right. Rita, you good? You ready to go?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the accidental poet. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me cut this off because that's really going to – it's going to wild out when she cuts off. So, wait. Let's just give it 10 seconds because the Blog Talk lady be turning up all the volumes when she goes off. All right. 4, 3, 2, 1. If you're within the sound of my voice, welcome. You've made it to official overtime here at Epiphany Radio, what we call the After Dark Chat. We do everything afterwards. We don't care. We don't mute our language. We do whatever the fuck we're going to do at this time. And when we do the open mic, we let shit fly. And specifically here in FlySpeak. So we're going to bring in Rita in Heels, a.k.a. the Accidental Poet. And the mic is yours.
Welcome, welcome, one and all. We have assembled here to lay praise at the temple of Saint Tariq, clamoring for the chance to be healed by the words that this prophetic poet may speak. imagining into being the conjuring of magic chaos. His lines will inevitably reek, waiting on that exquisite flow that is always legions below and beyond unique. Never ready, not knowing what gems will emerge from your oral history, living for a glorious moment in your mystical, masterful retelling of a story. Eager ears waiting to be elevated, to grow and evolve vicariously. We came to revel in the joy and the pain of your perfectly purposeful voice. In this moment, we want to make your words our only celebrated choice. Acknowledging the feelings you invoke are always intricate and complex. Still, no choice but to get caught in your spoken word vortex. The pain that cuts through your voice somehow breaks us and then rebuilds us. After everything, somehow, even the ugliness is made pure and joyous. Each spiral spinning line drawing us deeper, drowning us in your art, soliciting repeated shouts of, yes, that part, feeling blessed by the opportunity to be aggressively evolved by your artistry, making us fall deeper and deeper in love, not just with you, but with the potential of poetry. And that's that piece.
Super dope.
Yes.
I feel good.
I love you, Rita.
Yo, feel free to leave commentary after the piece. You know, I usually let 30 seconds go between each piece, so you'll hear music interludes in between, and I play good shit. So there's that. Anyway, y'all give a round of applause for Rita. And coming up next to the microphone, the quiet storm known as Rain. Rain, are you ready?
I am. I have a short piece, so I'm going to take a minute to say something to Tariq. You know, I joke and I call him a poetic god, but... You know, I joke about it, but it's really not a joke. And it comes from a space of really great respect for you, Tariq, your energy, your presence, your gift. And I really feel like you're just a gift from the universe, and I'm just grateful to be one of these individuals that gets to experience you. And after the feedback that you gave me on my delivery for one of my pieces, I remember when I was writing this piece. You've heard it already, but when I was writing this piece, in the beginning, it really reminded me of some of the stuff that you were saying to me. Have you ever tried to articulate the color of chemistry? See, at its height, the intensity of it feels a lot like bright pastel, subtly arousing. And at its core, it dances across your skin, wraps itself around you with the warmth of rich earth tones. It soothes you and ignites you all at the same time. And when it's unexpected, it courses through you in hues of crimson, unapologetic on a rampage to solidify that its presence is explicitly felt. Some say it can be serendipitous. It is. Well, this is. And honestly, I never quite knew how to define alchemy until now. This exchange of mental stimulation, penetration, and human vortex vibrating high, becoming the construct of the connection between two unexpected souls, erecting questions of how, why, and why now, where time, distance, and circumstances are all variables playing their part in a complex equation where we are forced to calculate what the square root of me plus him to the third power divided by the miles multiplied by our will to find a solution. Like if he and I left our respective locations, traveled at the same speed, would we arrive on time, in time, to find the perfect exponential growth formula to exist as we were intended to? They say, where there's a will, there's a way. But for now, I'll simply enjoy the image of these exquisitely eloquent hues that our connection are creating. We are becoming a beautiful work of art. Visual, poetry, and motion. That's right.
Awesome.
gorgeous.
Mm. Dope.
Thank you.
I was trying to I'll give it up. Yeah, so Suave King, hit one, please. Hit one. Hit one, please and thank you. And Kai, if you're here, hit one too. Because I think you're here, but I don't know if that's exactly you. So if it's you, hit one. On your phone, hit one. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, that was the quiet storm known as Rain. We're going to go to area code 410. I think I know who it is, but I'm just going to ask who it is. Area code 410, who is this?
It's Liz.
Oh, Liz. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure. I had a 50-50 chance. But
right,
I
right, right.
All right. So are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right. The mic is yours.
Piece is called What Is It? What is it about sex, the touch, feeling flesh against mine, the way he smells, not the soap and cologne, but his scent, salty sweetness of his drip, and the feel of his lips on my skin, and the sounds, heart pounding, breath sounds, skin slapping skin, and the rustle of cloth, the heat of his body, sweat dripping down on me, tasting his kisses, myself mingled with his, creating new flavors, and that throb deep inside me when he explodes. Yeah, all of that and more. In peace.
Oh, drip and throbbing. Well, all righty then.
Okay, now.
All right. All righty then. All right.
Thank you.
I don't know why the music. It's been the music is moving kind of low. I'm sorry. I didn't want to put it up too loud.
Right.
All right. So we're going to move on from Lisa Lips to area code 484. Who master speaking?
This is Blaze.
This is who?
Blaze.
Oh, Blaze. Oh, Blaze.
Yes.
Long time no see. Recovered from COVID, I see.
Yeah, I was down and out for a while, man. That thing had me stuck for like about a month and a half.
Yeah, man, because you was used too busy getting on shows instead of trying to heal yourself. Glad to see you back. What's happening? You got a piece for us?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right.
I'm gonna mute
this music. All right, go ahead.
Excuse me, baby. I know I don't know you at all, but I saw myself in the glow of your lips all the way over there, and I immensely sought after you, and what played in my mind as I approached you was seeing myself being able to taste the ambiance of your electrifying aura and the sway in your, oh my God, Bambi-like switch struts and pivots makes me want to carry you throughout the universe for the rest of eternity so your feet never meet with any grounding ever again. I want you to hover over all that is designed for you to walk on by me uplifting you in my strength. I'd like you to not ever need for anything. I'd like to pick for you the most exotic of all flowers, such as calla lily, bird of paradise, and the lily of the valley. I want you to bask and cascade in the most loveliest sunlight on the most beautiful white sand island resorts in the universe. I will physically hunt down the most exquisitely inviting and safely edible exotic fruits like a June plum or premium Florida mango, along with finger feeding you strawberries and fluff. please. Let me give you the greatest and most soothing massages ever thought of after bathing you in a rose petal flute, buttermilk, bubble bath with a fluorescent candlelit mini dinner, vintage 1971 Romani Ganti, and an all-encompassing sex on the beach peach, trifle dessert, and a warming, inviting, decorated bedroom that yearns for the embrace of your everlasting presence, and wisped rose petals leaping from an operable ceiling fan blade after lying you down in a bouquet of lovely flower petals. Let us celebrate you, the life of the party. Allow me to pamper you as you become deliquescent due to the gentle fingertip strokes over, on, around, and in the adult swim of your supple skin. If only you allow us to divulge in sexually interchangeable lockup and extracurricular adult activities, then and only then would you be taken away by what some call UFOs, but I call IPBP, internally placed body parts that leave you feeling like a UFO, unsure of oneself, yet feeling fucking outstanding due to your side-to-side, on top of, or underneath position while maneuvering on this pole without a flag. Your body feeling nonstop sensations of confusion, unsure to sit down or stand up, but nonetheless loving the ride all along, regardless, because you feel the thrust of lust that makes you blush, knowing that your cherries have come to crush, causing your insides to flush out all that slush, making your cream want to scream obscene things as it tries its damnedest to hush, but this adrenaline rush is all that you trust. Yes, all that you truly trust is how good you feel when we fucking fluctuate, bumping naked flesh and not eat and drink from your garden of Eden, because I'm eating your garden, and you're starting to ejaculate natural disaster from the lava pit of sexual desires, and what had been shut up in your bones are now a blaze of infernal forest fires that can't and won't expire. Yet you don't want us to retire this frenzy of lovemaking. But I second the motion because I, just like you, have become an addict of this drug taking. I'm going to fuck you so good till your toes explode, bend and crack, and it's your back that tends to snap. And no bullshit here. Whenever I talk, I speak a bin of facts. I'll do shit futuristically prehistoric like a new age dinosaur. I will devour your soul forever, sexually, for I am your sexual connoisseur, your sexual connoisseur. And peace.
Y'all give it up for Blaze. All right, all right. Yeah, Blaze, I heard this rumor, though. I heard you wanted to go up against Mr. Metaphor. Is that true?
Yeah. I don't bite my tongue on anything. Yep.
All right. Well, okay. You want to set up? You want it on the show? We could do that for you. You know, we could set it up.
You can set it up. Let me know. Let me know the time, date. You know, and it's on and popping from there.
All right. Well, I got you. I'll personally broker this. I will personally broker this. You know, we'll let this happen. We'll let this happen. But fair warning, you do know he's a honey dripper, right? You do understand that. I just want you to
know that.
He is a honey dripper.
But yeah. I'm a wolf, so wolf meet honey dripper. I'm from Wolf Hours originally.
Oh, no. Don't call. Whatever you do, Blaze, whatever you do, don't call out the honey drippers. That's not. Just talk to Dave.
I'm not. See, my thing is, I didn't have the same recognition that I had when we first battled. And because he was the host of the show, to me, I was definitely at a disadvantage, not knowing that he had all the backing that he had and everything else. Okay, so lyric to lyric, from what I heard after the show, from everybody that voted for him because they knew him and didn't know me, they voted for him and he won. Politically, but lyrically, he didn't. And we all know that he didn't. So now it's his second time, and I prove myself.
I didn't hear the show.
Then they come off deck.
I don't know. But I'm saying I didn't hear the show. I wasn't there. But I'm going to make sure that this happens, and we're going to make sure we have impartial people so that you can have. We're going to pull people from different stations and stuff like that. So it'll be a nice even match, you know.
Thank you. That's what I asked for the first time. But thank you.
Nah, you know I'm fair and just. You know how that works. But anyway, we're going to move on. We're going to go to area code 302.
Thank you.
Area code 302?
Yes. I'm here.
Monty?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. All right. All righty then. All right, so I'm going to mute my mic and we're going to let go. All right. Hey, everybody, it's Monty. Hey. All right.
Thank you.
All right, I'm mute my mic. And away you go.
Okay, so I'm going to do this in honor of 2 weeks' future. Much as I balked at this being my most requested poem, I feel like the cosmos wants me to repeat it as many times as it takes me to start believing it. So here it is. If love is overrated, let me be the one that is naive. If love is overrated, let me be the one that is deceived. Love, such an abundant, limitless emotion, one that I've felt a thousand times over. I've fallen in love with everything from grandmother's porridge to the way my name falls from my lover's lips. I've fallen in love with time, the nanoseconds between heartbeats, the minutes before completion, the hours before dawn, but I've never fallen in love with myself. Let me be the one that is deceived. Have never been entranced by my eyes or mesmerized by my hips or allured by my smile. I spent hours staring into mirrors searching for any redeemable quality, like maybe if I squint, I'll find something worth loving, worth adoring, worth giving a damn about. Let me be the one that is naive. I pray for rose-colored glasses, ardent and red like passion. I pray for delusions, the kind born of the best trips, born of flowery greenery, pansies and peonies, so that maybe I could receive the love that I give to everyone and everything except me. Let me be the one that is deceived. I yearn to be the affirmation, to be the love and light poured from my lips to the ones that I love, to see myself as deserving of compassion. I yearn to see the beauty that everybody but me sees when they look at me. I yearn. I yearn to love and accept myself exactly as I am. If love is overrated, I am obsessed with overrated. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Thank you, Imani.
Imani, you know, that is my favorite of yours.
Thank you.
I swear, I never get tired of hearing it. I really don't. I really don't. It's so dope.
Nobody ever heard it.
You say, Lisa, you never heard it?
No, that was my first time. It was amazing.
I love it. It's super dope. It's really super dope. Man, y'all drippers, man. Y'all be killing me. Area code 267. You're up. Who master speaking?
Area code 267. Okay. All right. We're going to move on. All right. I'm going to put you back in the queue. And we're going to move on to Mix Jade. What's good? What's happening? Jade, can you hear me?
Sorry. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
Trying to navigate this phone, my bad.
So, you have a piece for us this evening. Yes, we're ready.
Yes. Who left this here? Placed it awkwardly and uncomfortably in the middle of my life. No fucks given on what the outcome, my present mindset or gross income, my emotional standing, social state or lack thereof. Who dares to decide this fuck uppery should lie like a barren wasteland, pitiful and bleak, consuming the light in me, darkening my oasis at my soul's peak. What a waste of space, time, energy, self-declared synergy. I have no part in this. Or do I? Let me think. Yes. Yes, I do recall. One-sided dialogue, date of no interest of mine, leaving me restless when you were who I declared to please. Your happiness, my newfound priority. God help my soul. I have treasured the touch of your skin, every stroke, every sin, like black oil, stroke and strummed from rich earth. Pound for pound, moan drenched, your will spreading, for I possess the skeleton key to your ecstasy. I writhe now at the thought. There was no symmetry. Your days and nights complete opposites. How I craved your submission. Ladies' choice? Hell no. All rested upon your resolution. Who gave you the mandate to crown me slayer of the cat, queen to your king, second in the hierarchy of your regime? Oh, I did. Or did I? I must have fallen asleep. Guess what? I'm awake now. And in the search of my potential, dreams of better is what I seek. Honestly, in my reality, there is only one king, many names known, neither one yours. This perfect example of futility, I wouldn't wish on my coldest enemy. Whoa, let me gather myself. I simply need the following. One U-Haul, two candles, 1 pound sage burned and swept pillar to post, door to door, holy water tossed, simmered, Egyptian oil, prayer, a pinch of thyme, and this external session right here. And this, my lovies, is a recipe for peace after this kind of hurt. Poem.
Let's go, let's go. Y'all give a round of applause to Mix Jade.
Mix, that was amazing. So amazing.
Thank you.
Great.
All right. All right, so we're going to go to area code 205. Who may I ask for speaking?
It's Raina.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi.
Raina Flow. Hey, what's happening? This is dope shit. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the support of our very own Tariq. It's good to see the all gang is all here. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang, baby. All gang, gang. Tariq.
I'm just absolutely.
All right, I'm going to do this piece and I'm going to get out your way.
All right. The mic is yours.
As I lay here with you next to me,
can do is feel how grateful I am to have you. Me wanting you inside of me, but I pull you into my bosom. As I massage your locks with my fingertips, I listen to your body song. It croons a lullaby of you and I, and only I can sing the words. Sometimes I sit back and ask, are you real? Like, is this truly my reality or a figment of my imagination? You nestle your head deeper in my breast, which answers my question time and time again. I never take advantage, but I will take advantage just in case this is one last time. Then you awaken with a smile, kisses on my neck and growls in my ear, whispers, before you leave, I'm going to need my soul back. I blush and respond, one snatched baby is forever mine. Then you roll me on my back, begin your journey to my love cave, telling me that my heart is what you're after, not knowing you've already captured it. So I exhale and close my eyes, enjoying you in the meat of my thighs, embracing you as you snatch my soul too, listening as you play my body's favorite song in the key of love, adoration, and you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, gorgeous.
Dope.
Mm-hmm.
Dope shit. So, before we end this, I know I did not spit and did not get a chance to, but I want to make sure that we remind everybody. We want to thank Tariq for coming and being a feature here on the Philosophy Open Mic here. The seventh installation is divine, absolutely the perfect number. But more importantly, during here, Black Music Month and Pride Month, it was an absolutely incredible evening of dope poetry from Tariq, who literally just laid it out and make you want to take your pen and think again and do some other things. And I want to thank for all the poets that ran through the open mic, that came through, supported, came through. Make sure you check us out. We're here every Tuesday. I believe next week we do have the Ski Mask Way Part 2, which is the Ransom Note, which is all erotic storytelling. So if you're prepared, make sure that you're here in for some stories. No poetry, all story, all good music, honey drippers. Make sure you check us out. Return to area code 267 just to see if they're still there. Area code 267. Area code 267. Going once. Going twice. Back in the queue. All right. Now, I meant to ask Tariq that I didn't ask him before. What is your next major project that you're doing?
So I'm trying to finish the sci-fi series. I've hit a dry spot with that. So there's that. And then just finishing my mother's manuscript. Hopefully in the next 2 months, I already have like 80 to 90% of the poems for that written. I just need to do some editing. So, yeah, that's about it.
Mm. Oh, you know what? And someone has sent me a question about editing. Glad you mentioned that. It just occurred to me. They said, what is your process for editing?
It depends on the kind of poem I wrote. So like I said earlier, the poems that are more birthed out of like ancestral connection, I don't touch those. I let them live as they are. Other stuff, I have it's a bad habit of, so I'll be here at my desk and I'll finish a poem. And I'll just hop into a room on Clubhouse and read it because I like to sort of test drive it and see how it feels, what the rhythm, the vibration of the poem is. where there may be some rough spots that I might have to go back through and refine and smooth out. But really that is the process. It's just after I get the words written and figure out what the energy is that I'm conveying, it's a matter of trimming the fat off the lines so that I can still appeal to a certain kind of musicality that's necessary for the kind of poems that I read.
That's dope. All right. Somebody's encouraging me to do this, and I do this anyway. But, you know, you have a lot of stuff back channel. But true lust must sound like surrender. You taste like well-spent time. The whole memory foam section. he had me flustered. But I also legit want to hang out with him. Exactly. I remember what I said. I want to use this for healing support for trauma survivors. That's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. All right. Next commentary. Tariq is amazing. I can only listen from the website, but I'm always blown away by his work. I've heard that prior poem several times, and it gets better every time. And, yes, I'm so excited about his workshop and rally. Sheesh. Bloody hell. Fire, fire, fire. Okay. Hold on a second. Tariq is slaying it. Heart, 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 heart. Hold on.
Did you say heart, nigga?
Yeah, I did. I fucking said it. Yes, I fucking said it. I read heart, the heart, fucking emojis. Yes, I did. All right. Fuck, I give two shits. What was that? I have a new favorite vocalist. This man scats. I'm over here losing my mind. My mind is blown. And, I'm not even going to go to the other side of things, but, you know, you get the idea. So,
I like that. I want to hear those. Listen. Hold on.
Nah, I'm just saying. Just so you know, people are listening to you, hearing the broadcast, hearing what you're saying, and understand exactly what it is. That's what I was like telling people. I was like, yo, listen, it's experience. You're learning something. You're getting something out of this. And literally, you know. Make sure that you check him out. And he also has his own poetry thing where he has his own module that he's teaching. So you can speak about that, please. Let people know.
Oh yeah. So I'm doing a what is it called? Poetic Precision Writing Workshop, which is geared towards mentoring and also guidance in writing finished pieces, employing the senses. So what's involved, it's a Zoom session, a four-week Zoom session, and by the end of the session, poets will come out with three fully workshop pieces. We begin starting with, you know, what your process is and also in helping you to develop one if you don't have one and helping you tap in. This is something that I do not just on Clubhouse. This is what I do by trade. I am an English professor at two different universities, East Carolina University and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. So I do this for a living, but I wanted to make assistance available to people outside of the app. I have a cohort that is starting this weekend on June the 12th, and that group is going to run for 4 weeks, and then we'll start another group next month. So if you didn't get in this time, you can get in next month. For next month's session, there are 10 slots currently available. If you go to my profile on Clubhouse or go to my Instagram, you can get the information on how to go about putting down a deposit to get you in and enrolled. The deposit is $50, non-refundable. The full four-week course is $150. That's the scope of the workshops that I'm running now. The first group is full. So, yeah, I'm excited about this weekend.
Dope shit. All right. Wait a second. Oh, I lost. Oh, people got kicked out. That's terrible. I was going to tell that tomorrow on Epiphany there is the Love Zone, which is going to be helmed by La Perla Negra,
and essentially is our niece, because Miss VIP is on vacation. Thursday is to get down. I do not know the thing. This is what I need to have for, because he always knows how to do these things. And then I forget what Friday is. I know Saturday's poetic therapy, or it might be doing date night differently. I'm not sure. But you can check up on Epiphany. Go to anything, any of the Epiphany people. They will tell you exactly where to find things. I'm going to do this piece. It is not finished. I do not believe that it is, but I'm going to do it anyway because I feel like it after I get past this YouTube thing. And then we're going to go from there, hopefully. Just tell me if this is too loud. Can y'all hear that? Can y'all hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. She was a crowded sidewalk, and pedestrians are there to walk through, though someone sits down and admire her flower. Palms upward, he waited for her hand. She was the kiss upon his skin. She reminded him of all that he had dreamed about, but he was afraid to pray for her, because most time prayers get answered, and he didn't know what to do with the karma, the kismet, and the submit to place a piece of moonlight with all love and learn not to let it go. She wanted to be wanted. A good day. A kiss doesn't end with the sweetness of a ripe pineapple that burns your lips from the citric acid. She can find herself on a mountaintop, hike through with his passion to pique his desire in the distance of his blinking eye. It is how they saw each other. The spyglass of iris, secrets now closed through a bubble glass. How did he listen for her? The sound of her hurt and broken could be so loud, so uniform, that they marched with good intention into a formation of no. What such as it is that we meter upon phrase of our hips and sway. More than that, they say, that you can't be dreaming if you're awake and aware. And somehow I stare in the mirror asking, what, how, and who out of the blue arrived you to remind me of this J. Dilla remix of The Far Side? So I'm granting your wish, and I'm going to stay with you in this dream a little while longer. My feelings grow stronger, and our words tickling places hidden, not seen since soft, non-concrete, liquefying under her sweet sound and words. Finding myself fighting the sky with a smile crowding closer to my heart's border. 7 leagues in a short while. This somewhere, somehow. This come here in the right now. The threatening of a good time makes me wonder if her kiss is as good as I dream. How her conversations make my mind cream. But her thickness is beyond the seams of good genes, and so it seems I am awake, yet dreaming, but every broken moment scheming to steal her attention. And swift enough, her heart. And I almost have forgotten how to run. And peace. All right, that wasn't done, but I'm working on it.
Sounded good to me.
It is good. Sounded good.
I like that.
Sounded good.
Okay,
I'm working
that.
On it. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. With that being said, it's 11:39. I'd like to thank everybody who came out to Epiphany Radio Universe Fly Speak, the 7th edition, feature Pride Open Mic featuring our very own Saint Sankofa, who murdered the mic. Little fires everywhere. Just in case you didn't know,
murder was the case.
Yeah, murder was the case. Murder was the case. Make sure that you check him out on Instagram at Saint Sankofa. Be there. Make sure you check out his work. You will not be disappointed. We were not disappointed. We were enthralled, enthused, and enchanted by his work. So funny part, last word. What you said? What?
It's an underscore, and there's Saint underscore Sankofa.
Okay, my bad. Saint yes. Underscore Sankofa. All right. Well, I think if they put it in, it you'll pop up. But I mean, well, never mind.
Oh, what?
Do you have any
I'm
final
high,
words? He's like, you're fucking up my high right now. Any parting words that you'd like to impart
no.
on the before we close?
Nope. Just thank you. Huh?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was like, wait, did I get it fucked up? Was he talking to me or no? I don't know. But thank you for having me on. Like, I really appreciate this. I had a great time. This is dope. It's a good experience. And thank you for all the love and for the people who cash out me money for weed. I really appreciate that. No, that was the note. That was on the note. That was on the note. No, but thank you. Thank you for the cash out. You know, just the tips. I really appreciate all of you. Love you. And I hope everybody has an amazing night and a great morning tomorrow.
That's what's up. And I'd like to thank everybody that came out. Thank you, Queen B, for sitting co-chair with me. Thank you to all the honey drippers that came through, Poppy Rita, Rain, who else? Trey was here, Mix Jade, Monty, everybody. I mean, everybody. I hope I didn't miss anybody. Thank you, Essentially Sajanese. Thanks for all the Epiphany Radio people who rocked out with us and came through. You know, it's been a pleasure. Thank you. I look forward to next week. Ski Mask Way Part 2, erotic storytelling at its finest. Make sure that you check that out. It's going to be fun. Dope shit each and every day. And this Sunday on Clubhouse, we are featuring our very own Queen Bee, our very own Queen Bee. And I do believe the prompt is making love while fucking. I believe that's – is that correct? Do I have that right? Yes, that's a yes.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah. Alright. You know when you get the thing, you get the message. You're like, did you get it right? No. Alright. So that's what we're rocking. That's how we're rocking it. Thank y'all for coming. You know, be safe. Be always with you. May love always be with you. And may your mind always keep yourself safe. Thank y'all for coming. God bless y'all. Good night. Thank you to Saint Kofa for coming through, rocking it. Thank all of y'all for participating. Thank you for all the listeners. We truly appreciate you. You know, bless you. And good night.
Good night.
We're about to end in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.